Residents of Tema Kaiser Flats are stranded following a judgment by the Tema High Court to vacate the flats before the end of this month. This is to make way for a demolition exercise by the Tema Development Corporation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the affected occupants said the move is worrying since they have nowhere to relocate. Patricia Che reports.
The Kaiser Flats, which has been in existence since 1966, during Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's era, used to be allocated to workers of Valco, State Fishing Corporation, Mankwadi, among other government companies in Tema. But most of the occupants are dead and gone, but their children still occupy the place. The issue of the occupants to relocate has been pressing since 1981, which is about 33 years ago. According to the occupants, TDC claims that the building is weak and therefore needs to be pulled down. But the occupants vehemently disagree with the corporation's move, since they also claim that the flat is in good shape. From their point of view, TDC should rather allow them to pay rent or be sold to them on mortgage basis. They suspect that the TDC is trying to sell the flat to other new people instead of the old occupant. An occupant of one of the flats, Osofu Joe in Tiamwa, explains the history behind it.
We are not against the judgment of the High Court, but all what we are saying is the term given to us is inadequate. People who have stayed here over 40, 50 years down cannot just take 3 months to get themselves prepared and look for a place they are now going to look for. So they must extend the time, at least to a year, for us to get away so that they can do anything they want to do. Who they are building. We would have been very happy if that is done, because from the word go, all those blocks from 401 to 430 have been sold out. So we were even saying that, why don't they sell this one to us? Because we'll be in position to pay for. And they were not prepared to. So they say, but we don't see that, because these buildings were built in the same year by the same company who put up from 401 to the other end. And there are some buildings which we think ours are far better off. And they have sold those ones, and that of ours are better. But they still insist they will not. So we are saying, if they will sell it to us in mortgage, as we are saying, we would be happy for that.
Mercy Esiedu, who is also an occupant who has been staying at the flat since 1969, also shares her view on the eviction.
Okay, my view is that if only they want to reject us, I feel it's better for them to relocate us to somewhere else than to reject us unnecessarily without saying anything, just because we've stayed here for a long time and are not moving and are not paying. You see, others are paying. Others have bought it. We haven't bought it. But our aim is to buy the building and renovate it and stay in it.
Meanwhile, the public relations manager of the TDC, Dorothy Asarikuma, in a reaction said TDC is just abiding by the judgment of the Tema High Court. She said the building is sinking and therefore the relocation is in the best interest of the occupants to save lives and property. From the Kaiser Flats in Tema, Patricia Che reporting.
Meanwhile, we have Patricia Che on the line to tell us what is actually happening on the ground. Patricia, you welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, the TDC says the flats have become death trap and the occupants are saying otherwise. You have been there this morning. Can you give us a picture of the situation on the ground?
Yeah, picture-wise, I would say the building looks old. I didn't really spot cracks, but it's old as in painting, worn off louver blades, among others. You know, it has lost some touches that beautifies a house.
You wouldn't necessarily say it is death trap.
Maybe I'm not in the best position to say that, but as I said, the only thing that I saw, it looks old though, but the only thing that I saw that is that it looks a bit old, like it's old and then it has worn off.
Right, Patricia, you are not an engineer, so I may not have to worry you much on that. But we understand them. Residents have been compensated. Why are they still occupying the buildings?
Yeah, on compensation, the occupants say they haven't seen anything of such. However, they admitted that they haven't paid rent charges since the 80s, when the whole issue started. But let me be quick to add that they are not even concerned about the compensation. Their basis is that either they have been given ample time, rental, or the mortgage basis. That's their point of view.
We are also told that the compensation was paid to their parents because some of them have been living there for over 40 years. We're able to ask them about that.
That's a good one there. You know, some occupants told me that their fathers and their mothers were given lands, but they paid for those lands. So they don't see it as a compensation, actually, yeah.
So what is the next line of action for the residents?
They don't have anywhere going. They are stranded. All they're asking for is ample time, rental charges or mortgage because they are stranded. And it looks like because the issue has been pressing for some time now, they've also left it agile. They're not concentrating on it enough. But it looks like this one has taken them by surprise. You know, they were really thinking that it's going to be as it were, going to back and forth to the court, being adjourned, but they didn't know that this time around they were going to be evicted.
Right. You spoke to the TDC this morning. Are they likely to give the occupants some more time?
No. The public relations manager, Dorothy Asarikuma, says no to that. She's saying that for them to even stay in the building for 30 years without payment is enough, a form of a compensation. She's actually talking about the fact that they were aware that the building has been sinking for some time now, and they should have been able to make other arrangements as to other places. And if they haven't, then that is not their concern right now. She doesn't even want to talk much about it because she's saying they've been notified for a long time now.
Right, Patricia, that will be all for now. We'd want to thank you very much for that update. So that is our correspondent from Tema, Patricia Che, with that update.